Greetings and good morning on this fifth day of October, the year of our Lord 2022. It's currently 53 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful, not quite partly cloudy conditions, I guess. And we're expecting a powerful day, a wonderful Wednesday to serve King Jesus. I took all the missionaries yesterday up on the Cog Railway all the way to the top of Mount Washington, and we just had a majestic time and spent the whole day together, and then came back in and just had a powerful meeting last night with one of our missionaries to Zambia presenting, and then a powerful meeting of being able to just hear the preaching of the Word of God about staying in unity as we seek to win the world to Christ. It was a wonderful message, a wonderful time. Today we're busy about the Father's business, headed down to chapel, early morning chapel with some preaching, and then coming back for just a short time, and then taking the children, many of the children, down to Wells Branch Baptist Church for an 11 o'clock round the world missionary conference. There at the church plant, just about 17 minutes down the road, we're going to be worshiping and giving God the glory as we have this a wonderful time of emphasizing missions and emphasizing world evangelism with the church down there that we are seeing reorganized and restructured for the glory of God. Thank you for your prayers for our families. We head out tomorrow for a couples retreat in Myrtle Beach on Friday and Saturday. And then my wife and I will be kind of resting for the rest of the week, all the way up into next Thursday, and just having wonderful, wonderful days together, spending time and just refreshing our bodies and preparing for a great push in the winter of building and laboring and working in sheetrock and roof and just so much to do. I wish you could come help us. There's just so much to do. And so we're asking you to bless us, asking you to pray for us that the Lord would bless us and encourage us like only He can. In your Bible today, I would invite you to look with me in Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I memorized this scripture 20-something years ago, and my heart is still overwhelmed every time I read this verse of scripture. Where today is our strength? Is our strength today in our friendships? Think about that. Oftentimes when people get into a great critical place in their life, how often people turn to their friends? Is your strength today in your finances? How often when people get in a bind, they say, well, I'll just go out and buy something else, and it will cover every problem that I have. Is your strength today in your future? Well, it's going to get better. Where's your strength lie today? The Word of God declares, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. He is to be our strength and in the power of His might. He is the one that is providing us this strength. We are to be strong in Him. And the only way we can be strong in Him is to be a man of prayer and a man of the book, Word of God, and a lady and a child and men, women, boys, and girls, reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, meditating upon the Word of God, preaching the Word of God, teaching the Word of God, handing out the Word of God, and being close to the Lord in prayer. That's the only way we can be strong in Him and in the power of His might. I ask you again, if you were to be point blank called aside and said, give me your transparent answer. Where is your strength today? Are you strong in the Lord? What would your answer be? This is one of the great reasons why we battle such inconsistency in our local churches. This is one of the great reasons why we battle the different ins and outs. And I'm leaving the church. I'm going down the road a little bit. I'm mad. They didn't sing my song I wanted them to sing. And the preacher preached He was a little off today, even though he's expected to be perfect every time he mounts the pulpit. He's supposed to hit a home run, and he was a little off today. I'm going down to the other church where they shout and sing and run the aisles. Hey, this might be the reason why there's so much inconsistency in our church is because we're not strong in the Lord. The scripture says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. May God grant that today, that we would be strong in Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.